Last week on Save the D8.
I don't know. I think it could be interesting. Just to see Shelley be a shithead to all of these people would actually be pretty funny.
Yeah, do you want to be a shithead to people?
I mean, if you want to get thrown in jail again, yeah, let's all go.
Well, we are all a team, so where one goes, the rest of us go.
I think we'll skip the circle jerk.
Great. I sniff it.
The whirlpool might be fun.
No, I disagree.
I disagree with that statement.
Who the fuck is that?
Everyone disagrees.
I'll follow it. It doesn't mean I'm keeping up with it. I'm going to follow it.
See, Shelley has reached the shore.
I beat
fine.
Y'all here.
See, I knew they meant to do that.
Waves of the ocean are playfully calm. Very lightly, a bit of the tide going as you're in this rowboat, heading to the beach where you can see Shelley just kind of kicking sand and rocks around.
It's classic turtle stuff.
Ahoy, Shelley.
Hi there. Well, welcome, I guess. I just got here.
Did you set out provisions?
Well, there's some rocks over here, and looks like there's some sticks over there. That's all I've found so far.
Go ahead and give me a perception check, Shelley.
Okay. 14.
Shelley, on top of the things that you have found on the beach, you've also noticed that along the edge of the beach, it's a very, very wide beach. There is a densely packed jungle along the edge. Weirdly, it looks like it's been pruned, very eerily calm, like it's like a very straight line of just when to enter the jungle rather than just overgrowth. And you also start to feel little ticklings along your feet.
Oh, the sand's something moving under my feet. You look at the bushes, now that I look at them, looks like somebody's taking care of them.
You feel a pinch on your foot.
Oh, ouch, shit. What the hell was that?
And you start to notice that there are a bunch of very, very tiny crustaceans.
Oh!
They started to crawl up on you.
Oh, no.
And they're starting to kind of like chip away at your shell a bit.
Oh, get
and any of your items
off
on
me.
There.
Oh, shit. I don't know what to do about
Shelly,
this.
Are you okay?
There's
you,
little crabs and stuff on me.
Are they big enough to see?
Yeah.
Or are they like.
I think. Are
crabs.
They big enough to see? Yeah.
Are the crustaceans in the room with us right now?
They're roughly about the size of a nickel.
Okay. So, yeah, they're little ones, but you can see them.
They haven't really caused any massive damage yet, but it's starting to get pretty annoying.
You said they're chipping away at me, though.
Yeah, they're like trying to clip at your
They're
at
picking
your shell.
Off dead shell.
Oh.
Shell. They're starting to rip at some of your the bags on your belt.
Oh, no. Get these things off. Shit. Here, can I? Let me do. Let me do something here. Let me get these things off me. Let me cast. Well, no, I won't cast the thing because I don't want to get hurt myself. Okay, give me shape water. Actually, yeah, give me shape water, and I'll pull a little cube of water out of the ocean and swish it around on me.
Okay. You go ahead and you do that, Shelley. You start swishing around, trying to wash all of these little crustaceans off of you. The rest of you in the boat can see this. Charles is like, "What? What's Shelley doing? Why do they keep waving their hands over themselves?"
I'm sure it has something to do with the little crabs.
What?
Do you not see them? They're tiny little. Squint your eyes a little bit. A little bit farther.
Nope.
Maybe
Shelley and I are having a shared hallucination.
Yeah, are we seeing
yeah,
this
I don't,
as well?
I thought y'all were on the beach, but you're not.
I mean, you're like, what, 20 yards away by now? You're getting close to landing on the beach pretty soon. If your eyes are that good to see little nickel-sized crustacean. I'll give it to you.
I'm fey. I'm definitely my eyeballs.
Oh, I don't
so
doubt
good.
That you don't. You have the
I
highest
can see
perception.
So much.
Surely there's a telescope on our boat.
Oh, you need the telescope?
Spy
oh,
glass.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, no, I just pull it out of my belt. Here you go. I'm sorry. I didn't know you needed this. I thought it was a cool decoration.
Looks like Shelly's got this. Well, let's see how this plays out, right?
It's not really any of my business, yeah. I'm going to be honest.
Kind of looks fun.
You all land on the beach. Shelly, by now, you're almost done washing all of these crustaceans off of you.
Everybody watch out. There's crabs climbing up on stuff.
It was a fun little dance you did.
I let them.
You lick them?
No, I let them.
Oh. All right.
If they want to start pulling the knots and stuff out of my fur and like my beard. That's
yeah, give me animal handling.
13.
They do start to take away a bunch of the knots. They're actually like slowly cutting them out. But they do kind of nip you every once in a while.
Ow, 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 ow. Shit. That you're right, Shelly. That's hurt a little bit.
Yeah, smarts.
Oh, ow, one pulled one of my hairs out.
You can notice that they also start to crawl on both Brash and Haven. But the Bundaburs, they leave alone. Actually, Temin starts to get some of them too, and he kind of kicks them off. What are these things? It's weird.
Crabs, I told you. Look at them with their little claws and their little feetsies.
Yeah.
Can you see them now? I'm not crazy.
No,
right?
We see them now. Yeah, they're pretty annoying. And then Ragus will go, all right, Captain, what's next?
Oh, right. Do we have a map?
I mean, let's get off the fucking beach first, because if I start getting bit by these crabs, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, if they get under your armor, that's going to be
it's over
thing.
For me. Yeah, we got to go.
Haven?
Oh, all right, yeah.
Give me a dex save.
Fuck off. 2.
Haven, as you're saying this, a large, colorful bird, think of like a massive parrot, right? Comes flying down. It's a parrot that's about the size of a small raptor bird. And it has tried to grab onto your armor and lift you up, but it won't.
Yeah, it's very stupid of you, actually, to not realize your size differential.
You not can really see it, like... It's pecking at your armor like it wants anything shiny on you.
Fuck
oh,
off,
a lot.
Bird. Fuck.
That would be quite a gift for their nest. I'll
you
want
to attack it or you want to do animal handling?
Fuck their nest.
Just bash it with a sword.
My animal handling is 0, so yeah, I guess I'll just fucking hit it. I just straight up swing my... I don't have my sword or my shield out, so I'm just going to hit it. Try to hit it with my fist.
You're just going to punch a bird?
Natural 20.
Roll your damage.
So yes, I am going to just punch a bird. For unarmed, it's just my strength modifier, so it's 5 damage.
God.
Times 2.
It's 10 damage.
Did Haven just punch that bird in the face?
I ran and Johnson this bird just now. It fucking explodes.
Yes, Haven, blood everywhere. You just backhand punch this bird, and it explodes. Of your shoulder onto the ground.
Oh my god.
Hey, okay. Well, that's dinner right there.
Yeah.
Somebody collect it.
I plucked it a decent amount.
Those who have a perception of 13 or more, you can see that there are 3 more of these birds that are circling above.
Uh-oh.
That have now started to fly away after Haven has punched this bird.
It's probably
and
for the best.
Stay out.
It's probably best for all parties that they moved on.
I did not mean to hit it that hard.
You blew it up.
Well,
I thought you were just swatting it away.
It was kind of like an in-between.
Oh, my God.
It, yeah. Oops.
Maybe they were all juiced up from rolling the boat.
And you start to hear the sound of a rumble. Your feet start to feel rumble. The sand starts to shift a bit.
Get off the beach.
Go.
Get off the beach.
Get off the beach.
This isn't great. It may not be better in there, but
you start to hear the
better.
Sounds of thumping.
Get off the beach. Get off the beach.
No.
Coming from the jungle.
From the jungle.
Yeah, I'm full of sprinting.
We are going
sprinting.
Towards it by going to the jungle, correct?
Yes.
Let's just wait here.
We don't want to be on the beach. Well, we don't want to be on the sand either.
Get ready to strafe.
Okay.
We're strafing.
Okay, those who don't want to fight, please go back to the boat and get the cannons ready. Sorry, Captain, you instruct. That's not my job.
For those of you who don't want to fight, go back to the boat and then tell them to get the cannons ready.
Thank ship.
You. Right, Brash?
As you say that, Benny the Bundabura screams and just starts hustling and towards the boat as he sees something in the forest.
No. Oh,
and you hear the trees start to separate, and out comes a Tyrannosaurus-like figure.
What?
Hey, that's
now,
a good one.
I say Tyrannosaurus...
now, hold on.
...like figure,
okay,
because it has the body of a Tyrannosaurus.
Okay.
But the head looks like that of a human hand.
Hmm.
What?
Cool.
Where's the noise come from?
It's the sound of its human feet stomping towards you.
It's human feet? Oh, man. This is some fetish shit, isn't it?
It is now.
Now I know where to poke it. Poke it in the feet. Poke it in the face. That's a hand.
Ugh. Have any of us seen a Tyrannosaurus before?
I don't know what the fuck this is.
Oh, great. I don't think so. I do either. So this is just the worst sort of eldritch mind-breaking horror we may have ever seen before.
Well, it's like my skin, but different.
Has anybody here ever seen a drake?
What the fuck's a drake?
It's like a little dragon, right?
You only call me on my cell phone.
a drake is a dragon that's wingless and has four, and it just has four legs.
Yeah, have a.
Well, I know that, but Kitty doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
maybe.
I'm trying to think about the closest thing that would be that. I mean, aside from being like a very mini Tarrasque, if any of you know that either.
God, no.
Well, did we not see one? No.
Haven't we been inside a Tarrasque?
Yeah.
Was that this campaign?
That was last campaign.
Oh, okay.
What about in the maze? The bag of holding maze? Wasn't there a Tarrasque on the ceiling?
No, it was a Tarrasque-like figure. It was about as big as a Tarrasque-like.
So we've seen something like a Tarrasque.
It doesn't matter that we have. We don't have any words for the fact that it's a Tyrannosaurus because we don't know what the fuck that is. No one has any idea what it is.
But now we're in initiative, so.
No. We waited too long.
Yeah, we were arguing about whether or not we'd seen one.
Fresh, you're the first to go on this terrifying creature as it's roaring at you without a mouth.
What the fuck?
How do we play this game?
That's right.
I don't know. I've never played.
I've never
game
fucking
before.
Played this game before in my life. What are dice?
How do I play this?
Wow, that's a real... That's that was a real stretch to get there, but... What are dice?
Okay.
Great. Now that's just going to be the fucking rest of my... That's going to be the rest of my day. I hope you're happy with that.
So, first things first, with a bonus action. I am going to give this thing some unsettling words. Then you must subtract 10 from your next saving throw.
Holy shit.
Question, Shane, just from this.
Yes.
If it doesn't understand the language, does it work?
Let me see what it says.
Oh, good question. Oh, yeah, it might not.
It says nothing about language. No.
Cool.
As a bonus action, you can spend one of your bardic inspiration. Choose one creature you can see. Roll the die. Creature must subtract the number rolled from the next saving throw it makes before the end of your next turn.
Great.
Minus 10 to the Handosaurus.
That's just so fuck off. This is a fetish thing.
And then I'm just going to
hands where I can see.
I'm going to whisper into its ears and say, no, thank you. And now it must make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. If it had ears, I'd say that, but it does not have ears. So maybe it just hears it through its
It's psychic, so I guess just in its head. In its fingers, yeah.
So now it has to make a wisdom throw. Is this minus 10 now with that?
Yeah, it's minus 10.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be able to make this. I'm going to be fucking honest with you.
So minus 13 to a 7.
So negative 6?
Okay, so...
That might be the lowest...
That's impressive.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone having anything less than like a negative 1. Negative 6?
Negative 6.
It fucking explodes.
Okay, so it takes 15 psychic damage and it must immediately use its reaction to move as far as its speed allows away from me.
Oh. Just turns right back around.
Can it see?
I don't know how it moves
around.
It just
feels the... Yeah, you're just giving off rancid vibes right now.
So, the Handosaurus Rex. You see it just start shaking its head. Its fingers are going wild. And you can just see it just try to shake it, shake off whatever it can as it growls, but tries to keep its focus away from Brash. And now it's Giddy's turn.
And it also has to move however many feet away.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, immediately uses its reaction to use its full speed away.
Okay.
I said no, please go.
It uses its action to move diagonally away from you and more towards the Bundaberos.
Oh, shit.
Damn it. I run after it and I go into a rage. So as I go into a rage, I squeeze my little butt cheeks and out from the ground, out from the sand, pops flowers and vines that temporarily grow around you until your rage ends. The ground within 15 feet of you is difficult terrain for your enemies.
Okay, yeah. So as the Handosaurus is making its way towards the Bundaberos, it starts slowing down as it's kind of tripping over all of these vines and flowers that have now popped up out of the sand, which is even more strange.
All right, and then I'm going to attack it.
Oh, also give me a wild magic roll, please.
Oh, right. 4.
Yep.
Fucking go.
Roll a D100.
Oh, boy.
You cast into existence a Handosaurus Rex.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck. No, there's two of them.
They have to hand wrestle.
Thumb wrestle?
Just grasp, 60. Yeah. That's a passing grade.
Okay.
Oh, no.
For the next minute, all magical items are suppressed.
So they're just regular items.
My fucking shield and sword!
Everything just...
God damn it!
So, yes, as Giddy...
Fuck!
All this terrain starts to come up, and you can just feel the energy from your magical weapons start to just rain out.
Shit. Well, I'm still going to hit it.
That's a lot of...
Is it within a radius?
It's a 60-foot radius of them.
Oh, God.
Does 22 hit?
22 does hit.
All right, that's good. That's a good thing.
Oh, and my fucking periaptive wound closure. If I go down, I fucking go down. Fuck. This sucks. Dead. I fucking hate you guys. God damn.
That's going to be a 13 bludgeoning damage, and then I'm going to take another swing at it.
Okay.
If Marceline is a plus one, that plus one goes away,
oh,
by
shit.
The way.
It's a 28. Or not a 28, a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
Okay. Then it's 12 damage.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh. Everyone's suffering.
Take another one, bitch. That's going to be 22 to hit this time. And 9 bludgeoning damage. I bop it on its little toes. It's big little toes.
Oh no.
What now?
Your weakness! Toes!
What do you mean, oh no?
It's alright. As long as.
It's toes!
As long
What's
as
happening
it
right
used,
now?
It'll be fine.
What?
Who is speaking? Is this the DM speaking?
What's happening right now?
I've just realized of what happened that Giddy did is that there is a certain magical item that, if it gets destroyed, is going to fuck up a lot of shit.
What? What?
Everyone check your inventory.
Okay. Let's just wait a minute.
I mean, the bag of holding can't explode. I don't know if that's the thing that's going to come up in this particular point.
Nope. I'm just not going to talk about it now. And if it happens,
Yeah. We'll. Okay, good.
Sorry, only lasts a minute.
Just a minute. Just 10 rounds of combat. No big deal. Just 10 fucking rounds of combat. Easy. Nothing will happen in 10 rounds, for sure.
I have to be quiet about it.
Could you shut the fuck up about it?
Unless one of us knows that it would be bad for it to be destroyed.
I don't know if they do or not.
Can we do Arcana? Oh, okay. So it's someone else.
Everybody
okay.
check your inventory.
I want Arcana.
I have, if he has it, it's a bad idea.
I have 3 magic items. I've named all of them already, so it's not me.
So it is now the hand of Saurus Rex's turn.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's going to make attacks. First one is going to be a hand slam against Giddy.
Yeah, try it, bitch.
Ooh, one off from a nat 20.
Not like it matters.
22 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, you take 28 points of damage.
Woohoo!
Sure.
Weehoo!
And you get knocked back 10 feet from the monster's hand. Shoot. Face has come down and it's slapped you away from it.
Hey, chill out.
And as you get yourself back up, you can see it reform into a middle finger at you.
That's not very nice. I can't do that.
You can't do that?
What do you mean?
I don't have enough fingers.
Oh.
Wait, how is the hand true? On its body if it did a middle finger? Does neck go all the way around?
Okay, here, I'll send you an image.
You can do a forward facing
yeah.
fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Okay, I guess.
It's very funny
yeah,
to look at.
Not as cool, but...
I sent an image of what it looks
no,
like.
No, I hate it.
Oh, I hate that. Keep it. But I realize now in my head that I was actually looking at it worse because I didn't have the wrist bent. I just had it straight. So it's just like up like this.
Yeah,
Which was actually more horrifying.
I didn't imagine the neck.
Like, yeah, like neck. One of those moles
did
or something.
Did this have to be flesh colored?
Yeah, why is it flesh colored? Could it not be?
That's just the way that the model Jeez. Is made.
Yeah, I don't love
mini
it.
That I have.
I don't love it.
You
have that mini?
Yeah, I have that mini.
Oh, God.
Why do you think I'm picked to use that? It wasn't for a fetish or anything. It's just because I have the mini now, and I was like, I'm going to use that, so.
It's definitely not for a fetish.
Definitely not for a fetish. I just happen to have this in my house already.
Send me all your wiki feet. So... The next attack it makes is on one of the Boondaburras. So
no,
oh,
it's gonna roll a D6.
Can I yell at it? Can I yell at it?
You can yell all you want.
I don't know if it can hear me. Can you understand me? You stinky toad, hand bitch.
You gotta take Sentinel, man. Your next feat has gotta be Sentinel, Kitty.
It doesn't have ears.
Give me your hits.
So it makes an attack against Hollandaise.
No,
not Hollandaise.
What?
Not Hollandaise.
Hollandaise.
Holy shit.
He misses.
That's a crit.
Oh my
no.
God.
No. Hey, no, he doesn't. Stop that. He just fucking explodes the Boondaburra like I just did that bird.
Yep.
Hollandaise is going, no, no, no. As you watch the hand just envelop into a fist around it.
No.
And you can just hear the sound of bones crunching as the fingers
no.
moving back and forth. And you can see
no!
some of it starting to drip out, but then it starts to drain back in.
Oh, my God.
As it opens back its hand mouth, and you can see there's just a little red stain along the palm.
No. Wow. Oh, my God.
Hollandaise, no.
And heals up.
It heals up? Because it ate Hollandaise sauce.
Mm.
But that's all for that turn.
Oh, my God.
Haven.
So I am going to sprint full bore at this thing. I am going to take my shield and I say a word into it. And a light bursts forth from it in a way, a different way that you've seen before. It's like a blips of light. And as they come out, you realize that they're not just lights. They are ghosts. So Hollandaise. Spirit comes forth from my shield, as well as some of the dead guards and that we saw when we fought at Nakatomi Plaza. Some of those deaths that were cruel. Like, several creatures come forth out of my shield and they start circling and running with me as I cast a Spirit Shroud. And I am going to swing my sword, as will my spirits. So I'm going to take 2 hits at this thing. Great. Okay, one of those was dog shit. So one of those was a...
This feels very Return of the King-like.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
So one of those is just a 9 to hit, which I don't think is going to do it. But the second one is a 24.
Yes.
The spirits are going to give me an extra D8 of necrotic. And I am going to fuck it. I am going to put a...
Who's into the fetish now?
Yeah.
Also, it is a fetish thing, yeah.
I am going to put a level 2 smite into that as well and give myself another 3d8. This is going to be 1d8 slashing, 1d8 necrotic, and 3d8 radiant. Does any of that matter to you?
No,
do I need to keep those separate?
No.
Okay. What a bizarre series of rolls I just did there. So that's going to be 24 damage.
Okay.
So as I hit, all of those ghosts lend that power into my sword as well, and it comes out as a flash of radiant and also necrotic.
So as you are charging with your ghostly legion, as you make your strike with your sword, reaching out to stab it, you can see that all of the other ghosts, they also have their swords out as well. And each one of them just goes a little bit faster than you, putting all of their energy into your sword, stabbing directly in, causing a ghostly explosion from where you stab it. And you see the Handosaurus roar wildly as you have now cut into its belly, half bleeding out, part of it cauterized just from the smite itself.
Great. It can't regain hit points until the start of my next turn, and its speed is reduced by 10 feet.
Get wrecked.
That's my brand new spell.
Yeah. Sorry to do this.
Go for it.
It has a reaction.
Yeah.
So when you do this, it will then lash out with its tail at you.
Mm-hmm.
God, another nat 20.
Fuck off. No. What's your problem?
So that's 33?
Yeah. Yeah, that hits.
So you take 48 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And get knocked 20 feet back as it whips around after you stab it and slams into your armor, knocking you 20 feet back.
My constitution is a +7, so I need to roll 17.
Or higher.
Great, that's a 2. It hits me so hard, my fucking ghosts explode out of me, just disappear immediately. Just everything goes flying along with me, and the ghosts just keep going.
And now watching this, Shelly, you're up.
That's great. So since it crushed one of the Bunaburras, I'm not going to play around. I'm going to cast Immolation on it.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a luau. So that's a dex save.
13.
Oh, that fails.
What?
Okay, great. Give me a second here. +4, 29 fire damage. And at the end of each turn, it has to also do a dex save because it's still on fire and it takes more damage if it keeps failing.
Yes, so in seeing this happen to your teammate, Shelly, you conjure all of this burning rage inside of you and you cast it out, setting the Handosaurus Rex on fire, and it just keeps burning. You see it drop to the ground and try to roll to put it out in the sand, and it just won't go out.
Yeah, can't do that.
Roll me wild magic.
All right. Ooh. I had a natural one, so.
Roll it.
All right, well.
I need a charisma saving throw from everybody.
You all have a +4 to that.
Me, oh, yeah, also me, because I set it off.
Yes.
Okay.
And also the Bundaburras have a +4 to that.
God.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Dice, you're done.
Another nat 20. I'm rolling. Good today.
Is that 3 in a row? Like, what's happening?
No, it's not 3
there?
In a row, but that's.
It was a 19 and 2 20s.
Shelly got an 8.
16.
You guys are adding the 15. +4, right?
Oh, a 12.
29.
Wow, you're the charisma one this time.
Okay.
Robert, what's your spell casting DC?
14.
So, yes. I think you're the only one who didn't pass then.
Very cool.
Robert, the magical energy after casting Immolation has now caused your body to begin to mutate and reform.
Ooh, cool.
No.
And
grabs.
You, you start turning into like a somewhat Shelly slash Abomination. Like, remember the Abomination from the Marvel series? So you start to kind of
like
form
a big,
into that.
Ripped but gross Shelly. Okay. So I'm like a Michael Bay Ninja Turtle now.
Oh my god.
Your speed is halved.
Okay.
Your disadvantage on all ability checks.
Oy.
Saving throws and attacks on charisma and intelligence. But you have bonuses to con and strength for the next minute.
Okay.
So that happens.
And this is what I sound like now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Boondabur's turn. They're all getting in the boat and getting the fuck out of there, following Captain Cantor's thing.
That's me. I'm Captain Cantor.
That's you.
Ooh. Okay. My good rolls have been helping them out, because they all piled into the boat and took the fuck off. They're in the ocean now.
Good.
Paddling away.
That's better.
And we begin at the top of round two.
Oh. We haven't done that much damage to it, have we?
It healed all the damage
right.
I did
it
to
it.
It since then, it's taken about 60 damage.
Yeah.
And you got knocked 20 feet, so Giddy's the only one in range. Then let's just do a little more distant whispers. So just make a wisdom save.
That's a 3.
And roll a wild magic, bitch.
Am I? Oh, I'm near Shelly.
Uh-huh. You just established that you were next to them.
Yeah. First off, 20 psychic damage and must immediately use their reaction to get away from me. Minus 10 to their speed.
Uh-huh.
And Giddy gets a attack of opportunity.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wait.
Wait, no, they don't, because they got knocked back 10 feet.
Oh, shit. Well, also, they don't have their reaction. They can't move because they use their reaction to beat the shit out of me. No, not you. The hand. Use their reaction to hit me.
Okay.
So
well, great. Then they don't have to go anywhere and no attack of opportunity. But they do take 20 psychic damage.
They can still use that one. The attack of that reaction is only under certain circumstances. So they could still.
All right. Well, they take 20 psychic.
Right, 20 psychic, yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll pass a bardic inspiration over to Giddy, which is a D10 now. And ooh. Refundable if it doesn't work.
And then what'd your wild magic happen?
It's a nat 20.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Dang
waste.
It.
I dispel the active wild magic, please.
Man, wouldn't that be nice?
You know what? Because I feel nice, and it was a nat 20, I don't want it to feel wasted. I'm going to say, Brash, with your cheer on Giddy, you are able to pump them up, and it causes their effects for your magical items to be broken.
Power back on.
I'm going to say, because you got a natural 20, I don't want to waste it. So, yeah, I'll give you that.
That's nice. I have partially
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Dispelled it.
Everyone's?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel Marceline start to buzz in my hands. And because it's buzzing so violently, I missed the first attack with a natural one. But the second one is a 18 to hit.
Just hits.
Oh, good. 16 bludgeoning damage to its big toe.
Oh, that's smart.
So, Giddy, you go running after this Handosaurus after it has run down the beach away from Brash. And you miss your first attack as the vibration of your magic coming back into Marceline causes your hands to shake. But you're able to reroute your power back over your shoulder and slam it back down on the Handosaurus's big toe, which causes it to leap up and try to use its little arms to grab at its foot, but it can't reach it because they're so small.
Yeah, you look stupid.
It is now its turn. It's going to attack you, Giddy, because you have charged it. So it's going to make its first attack, which is a hand slam at you. That's a 24.
That hits.
And then it's going to grapple you. So I need you to make me a strength roll. What'd you get?
A natural one.
Oh.
4 or 9.
You all watch as this hand engulfs Skitty, and like it happened before with Hollandaise.
No!
Engulf Giddy and see it start to crush around, and you see, and now its neck, it gulps.
Fuck, oh, that's not really hurt!
Giddy, you are swallowed.
Yeah, I am.
You are gulped, yeah.
Fetish.
In two, four.
You take 69 damage.
Nice.
And you are blinded and restrained.
Woohoo.
But you have all now watched as Giddy has now disappeared from the hand as well.
It's kind of like watching a magic show.
It is kind of like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But now it is Haven's turn.
The Atrex has a dex save to do.
Oh, it does?
Oh, yes.
For the immolation, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, is this where we want to use that negative 10?
No, you used it already,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, that was from the last thing. I didn't use it this time.
Okay, 15.
Okay, it passes. It's over.
Well, I get my ass up after being beat so hard my ghosts exploded out of me. Fortunately, my necklace and my shield and sword all ring back into into magic. I just say to Brash, keep me up. Yeah, I'm going to cast Spirit Shroud again. Oh, I only have 2 third level spells. Please, please, I'm so little. Oh, yeah, you should have used that fucking inspiration for your goddamn strength save, you bitch.
I know, I thought about it like 2 seconds ago.
So that, and I'm also going to Divine Smite again at 2. So let's do this. Let's fucking rumble. Please let both of these hit this time. Shit, no. 13 to hit?
Nope.
Great, and 27 to hit.
Yep.
Great, so just 1 again. It's 5d8 again. Well, literally the exact same 19, so this is going to be 25 damage.
Okay.
And the same thing, ghosts. Ghosts. My shield this time is going off. I'm fucking bleeding. I just got hit so hard I bled, which is bad. It's a bad time to be bleeding. It's probably internal.
Your ghostly legion follows you into battle as all of your energy gets put into this smite and just slams right into them. And you can see this ghostly wave just kind of erupt over the Handosaurus as it tries to get all of these ghosts off of it as they keep cutting at it with its ghostly blade. It's looking pretty damaged now.
Aren't we all?
Shelly?
When you say pretty damaged, can you be any more specific than that?
No.
Not enough to use what I think you're about to use.
All right. okay, that's fine. Let's do this old chestnut, Erupting Earth.
I fucking knew it.
Into a fourth level.
I'm in there.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm right next to it also.
Cushion. Oh, well, fuck.
You can do it so that it doesn't hit me, right? Specifically?
20-foot cube.
Yeah, could you just put it on it and then going backwards instead of towards me?
Yeah.
Just be aware that I'm here, please.
Yeah, so it's a dex save yet again.
That is a 17.
Okay, passes, but 9 bludgeoning damage, and the ground is difficult terrain.
So, like, what? It becomes, like, a bunch of rocky Legos?
It's been... Yes.
It's been?
1 week.
If that is good for you, then it's good for me. Yeah. Big, rocky Legos.
All right. Well, it does have, like, bare human feet on, so I guess, like, the worst you could do, right?
Bare human?
D4s.
Yeah.
So, it takes a bunch of damage as it roars again.
How?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah, where'd the roar come from? What do you mean?
How it roar?
I mean, it has a throat because it just swallowed Giddy somehow.
Yeah, where's the hole?
That's upsetting. I don't want to know. Where's the hole? Don't
like
say that.
Like Scorpion in the Mortal Kombat movie where it just slides open. Yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, my God, Evan. You've thought about this too much.
No, I didn't. All right. You've done quite a bit of damage to it. It is now on very bad rocky terrain. It is not doing so good, but it didn't get to use his other reaction because you guys didn't get close enough. Well, wait. Yeah.
I am in
range. It did, but I didn't activate it when I should have, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I should have been better on that. But I am going to say, Shelly, you need to go ahead and do your wild magic.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
11.
Okay.
All right. Round three. Let's go.
Round three. Can I see Giddy at all? Are they completely gone?
Are my little feetsies little sticking feetsies. Out?
No, no feetsies are sticking out. I mean, you can do a perception real quick.
I see nothing. That's a natural one.
Jesus.
Okay. I'm just going to toss a bunch of glitter and throw some fairy fire to help you out
in
your
next
hit.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you.
Save. Is it? Dex save. Sorry.
Seven.
That's a fail. So they are all sparkly now.
It's like a flame of sparkles.
I just throw out a bunch of glitter and it just, you know, everywhere, it's glitter everywhere on them. And any attack roll against them has advantage and they can't be invisible. And
ooh, that's good to know.
Just for help you out a little more, Haven, here's a little bardic inspiration for you, which is a D10.
Does that mean my bardic inspiration goes away or do I still have it?
You both have them now.
Nice.
Giddy, it's your turn.
You know what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm going to corkscrew into him with my horns.
Okay.
So I guess I'm just going to roll athletics because I'm being athletic like a alligator. Just rolling around. Can I add my bardic inspiration?
That's what it's for, right?
All right. Okay, that is going to be 21.
21 does it. Yeah, you're trying to escape, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to like burrow through the side.
Oh, burrow through the side?
Yeah, that's why I'm here trying to corkscrew and like hurt it with my horns.
Okay, well that feels like that'd be like an unarmed attack or using your charge, right?
Sure, I can roll an unarmed attack instead. Okay. That is going to be a lot. So 29 to hit?
Yeah.
So 8 slashing damage.
Okay.
Because I'm using my horns.
Brash, at this time now, because you've been trying to pay attention, after casting your spells, you can now see what look like both of Giddy's horns have now punctured through the throat now, and you can see him trying to try to twist.
Oh, this is even worse. Keep going, Giddy. You got this.
Suddenly, over Brash, Haven, and Shelly, you can feel what feels like rain and a shadow fly over you.
Are you getting pissed on?
Why'd you jump immediately to piss?
So there's a shadow above us.
It's the fetish episode.
Stop! Help!
As you look up and you can see three massive balls of water flying from the sea slam into the Handosaurus. Fuck.
Okay.
Now the fucking good rolls are kicking my ass. They all slam into the Handosaurus, which trips and falls on Shelly's erupting earth Legos, killing it.
Oh my god.
And now Giddy, the Handosaurus is dead, so Giddy, you could try to bro your way out, or you could try to crawl your way out of what mouth it does have. If you...
It's a little anticlimactic.
Yeah.
This place is weird.
What the hell was that? Looking around, where did that come from? Was that someone on the ship that did that? Or
looking around, you can now see three figures surfing on the waves.
The fuck?
They're all dwarves.
Hmm.
As they come up to you and they kick up their surfboards, which are all actually tower shields.
All right.
And the leader of them, a female dwarf with purple and blue and gold dyes in her hair, comes up.
Oh, Avast, how are you?
Is somebody there?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take my... Do I have a dagger on me? I'm going to take my sword.
Okay. I'm just going to rip it open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm helping you. I'm kind of prying you with my sword, which is not the best way to be doing it, but I may have a concussion, so...
I slip and slide out of the throat.
Gross.
Giddy, you're able to get out of the dead body of the Handosaurus.
It's really wet in there.
As the other two dwarves come up and go, oh, hey, yeah, can I give, like, offer you some healing or something? You look pretty down.
Sure. Do we know these people?
No, no. Hello.
Hi, awesome.
Hi, hello. I'm Captain Giddy Cantor. Hello.
Oh, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Ty Tidecaller, huh?
Ty Tidecaller?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take your healing.
All right. They'll give you 15 points of healing with their lay on hands. As the other one has now gone and started just poking at the beast, making sure that it's dead.
We had it covered.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
We had it really covered, though.
Oh, my apologies. I thought you guys were in danger. I thought I'd be able to help you out.
No, I mean, it was cool of you. I'm just saying, we could have done it.
So you patrol these waters? What's your whole deal here?
Yeah, we've been on patrol for these waters for the last several months, mainly because of the Digitorians that have come to invade our land around here.
Digitorian.
We could use a whole primer on what this place is. We're completely new here, so how about we just take a minute and get to know it?
Oh, well, if you'd like to follow me, I'll take you back to our village called Breaker's Haven.
Hey.
I'm Haven.
Yeah, that's you.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, Haven is my name. That's me.
Oh, that's wonderful to know. My name is Elda Breaker.
Oh, of Breaker's Haven.
Yeah, my family founded the place. I know all about it. Come on, just follow me.
Next week's episode.
Hey, who can we talk to if we're looking to learn a little more about this place? You know, we're here on a mission, so we'd love to get a little recon.
If I had hair on the back of my neck, I'd be standing up.
Brash, is one of my pupils bigger than the other?
I love Lori Petty.
We've already ruined this ecosystem, and we've been here 10 minutes or so.
Were those the birds?
And it exploded.
Yeah, I exploded one.
Self-defense.
My fist. Because it tried to take me away.
Fucking blowjobs are on the menu.
My oath dictates that I stop, that I destroy this portal. So I will help you.
Party Fish Media.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.